to the book of Acts chapter 13. I promise, just for a few moments, I want to look at a few things tonight. Acts 13 verse number 1, as we stand to our feet in honor of God's word. The Bible says, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that is called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. When they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for what we've already heard tonight. I thank you for Brother Huffman and the testimony and hearing the things that are going on in the ministry that you placed him in. And I pray, Lord, that you'll help us now as we look into thy word. And Lord, help me to say what needs to be said. And I pray that we'd go away encouraged and helped and blessed. Lord, we want to be what you want us to be. And we want to be the right kind of church, doing the right things, and doing our best to reach the world with the gospel. So may we have the right kind of burden tonight, and do with our lives what thy precious will is. We'll thank you and we'll praise you. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen and amen. So I want to preach a little bit about missions tonight. And I know I told you this morning is a different kind of a message. And tonight certainly is a little bit different too. But I just want to go through these verses and see some things. I want you to notice what the Bible says in verse number 2. The Bible says, "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them." When we think about the work of missions, we have to realize that God has to call people to do these things. God calls men to preach, and God calls people to the mission field, and God deals with the hearts and the lives of people, and this call is from the Holy Spirit. When we think about missions, I want you to understand, a mission board does not call a missionary. The Holy Spirit calls a missionary. A mission board cannot keep someone from going to the mission field. When God puts a call on your life, you're going to get there, right? As we look at this, we're going to see some different things. But a lot of times, people will look at the age of someone or the education of someone. But that's not the determining factor of who is called to be a missionary. That's the Lord. Now, I think it would be foolish to think that you could go be a missionary to a Spanish-speaking people and not be able to speak Spanish. It would be difficult to be in France and not be able to speak that language, would it not? I mean, could you imagine what that would be like? It would be like somebody that would come here from Russia speaking Russian and try to preach in here, you wouldn't get a whole lot out of it, would you? There's no doubt. So we understand that there are certain requirements, there are certain things that must take place, but there is no age on who can be a missionary and who cannot be a missionary. George Mueller was refused several times by mission boards, but at the age of 70, George Mueller went to the mission field. Now, some of y'all need to hear that tonight. At the age of 70, George Mueller went to the mission field. What I'm saying is sometimes you think that God's through with you because of your age. God may not call you away from here, but God calls you to be a missionary for Him where you are. As a matter of fact, you can never go to another mission field if you're not doing the job where you are. Does that make sense? So we understand that tonight. Now I want you to look at verse number 3. We see here in verse number 2 that the Holy Spirit has spoken to these men at the church at Antioch and said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them." And then in verse number 3 says, "And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them, they sent them away." I want you to see three things this local church did. Now, every missionary should be out of a local church. I'm so local church, I believe that's the way that things ought to be. There's an accountability with the local church. But look at this, three things the local church did. First of all, they fasted and prayed. The Bible says, "And when they fasted and prayed." In other words, Paul and Barnabas were two of their best preachers in the church. Can you imagine? Look, we get really clingy to these people that have talents, right? You don't want them to leave. You don't want them to go somewhere else. Can you imagine what it must have been like for this local church to think Saul is getting ready to leave us? I mean, look at the work they've done. The reason our church is what it is because of men like Saul and Barnabas. They've been out knocking on doors, telling people about Jesus. People have prayed and asked Christ to come into the heart. And now they're going to leave us? You know, that was hard for them to hear. I can imagine. So they had to get in one mind on this. And these elders in the church, these spiritual leaders of the church, they fasted and prayed. And they were coming together. They were getting the mind of God, if you will. And in many ways, it was going to be difficult to lose them. So they wanted to make sure that they had the mind of God on this matter. And the Holy Spirit had already said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work. But they had to have the mind of God with one another. And they had to get that understanding, if you will. And so they fasted and prayed so that when they presented to the church these men to be sent forth, they wanted to have the right words to say. I can only imagine what it must have been like. You know, when you lose two great men like this, you know, when God calls somebody to go do a work, sometimes it's difficult to say goodbye. And sometimes you think, boy, what's going to happen? You know, we're really going to miss those people. But they fasted and prayed. They got the mind of God. They come together in one accord. The second thing they did is they laid their hands on them. The Bible says, and when they fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them. Now, that doesn't mean they laid their hand on them and gave them some special gift that zapped them when they touched them. You know, this laying on the hands, you can go back to the Old Testament, you can see how they laid their hands on the sacrifice. They were identifying with that sacrifice in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, what they were doing here were they were identifying with Saul and with Barnabas. It was like putting a stamp of approval. You know, they were saying, we're identifying with them and they're identified with us. And we're with them. And so this would no doubt mean so much as they would go to other places, as they would go out, they would have the approval of this church that was at Antioch. And it was a show of confidence. It was a show of fellowship. And then notice the third thing they did. The Bible says, and they sent them away. Missionaries are sent by the local church. That's so important. Every missionary should be out of and sent by a local church. The reason is because the Bible gives authority to the local church. The Bible gives authority. The Bible teaches us also of accountability. You know, I know what I am. I know why I am. I'm an independent Baptist, and one of the reasons was the way that the missions program was ran in other areas. And, you know, some mission boards dictate everything you do, even the field you go to. But I'm glad in our independent Baptist churches that the churches are the senders of the missionaries. Now, we may send our money to a board because it directs all of that and it keeps up with things for them, but every missionary is to be sent by a local church, to be a part of a local church. I believe every ministry ought to be a local church ministry. And the Bible teaches us this. So when they were sending them away, it was not some board that was sending them away. It was that church at Antioch that was saying, we're with these guys. We're going to keep up with them. We're going to pray for them. And we're going to be accountable to them. And they're going to be accountable to us. Well, I'm sure that it was good to have Saul and Barnabas accountable to them, you know. That'd be a good thing to be getting a letter from them every now and then tell you what's going on in the ministry. That'd be exciting, wouldn't it? I mean, I can only imagine what was going on at the church at Antioch when a letter came in saying, well, this is the mission work that's going on. This is what's happened the past couple of months. And I mean, it's just like reading the Bible. It's like reading some letter from some great man. Saul sits down. Paul sits down. He begins to write letters and see all these things and giving his accountability. We want you to know that your church is responsible for helping us to get this work done. Well, tonight, we may not have a lot of missionaries sent out of our church, but every missionary we support that is doing the work of the Lord, we're helping get the work done. We're bearing a responsibility. We're helping others to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. So that's what this local church did. They did these three things. And then the Bible goes on and says in Acts chapter 13 and verse number 4, the Bible says, and when they fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. Not only were they sent by the local church, I want you to notice they were sent by the Holy Ghost. You know, somebody said, well, who sent them here, the church or the Holy Spirit? Well, both of them did. But it started with God. Amen. That's why the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Saul, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. It started with them. God had already dealt with their hearts, with their lives, and prepared them for the ministry that he had for them. And then he confirmed it to the church. The Lord confirmed it to the church, and the church was ready to send them. And when the church put their stamp of approval on it, the Holy Spirit sent them away. And so we understand that this is the way that missionaries are called and missions are to be done. The Lord worked in the lives of these men, and there was evidence of his power in the lives of Saul and of Barnabas, and the church recognized that gift, and they put their stamp of approval on the sending of these men, and the Holy Ghost also put his approval on sending these men. See, what happened here was that these men were doing the work of a missionary in their local church. And this church recognized the gift that God had placed in their lives. And the Holy Spirit had to help this church to understand that he was the one calling them to the mission field. It was the Lord that was calling them away, because the church would have had a hard time accepting that, I believe, if the Holy Ghost hadn't convinced them of it. But when a church is doing the right thing, the Holy Spirit convinces us of lots of things, doesn't he? And I was reading this passage of Scripture, and there's so much that's there. You know, it's just like the passage that Brother Huffman was reading there in Romans chapter number 10. It says, "For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How shall they call on him on whom they have not believed, in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?" There has to be the sending of the Holy Spirit. And we look at this, and when we talk about missions here, we have to understand that there is a process that takes place. God calls people. And the people that God calls are those that's already doing the work of the Lord. God's not going to call somebody that's lazy, that does nothing for God, that never talks to anybody about the Lord, that never witnesses to people, that never involves themselves in the work of God. God's not going to call them to a mission field. That's the most foolish thing in all the world. If they're not doing the work in Jerusalem, why are they going to do it in Samaria? Or why are they going to do it in the uttermost parts of the world? Why would they do it there if they're not going to do it here? So we have to understand that's the way that it goes. So when we consider a missionary, many times I talk to the pastor of a church. Every missionary that we've taken on, a few here, and now I know some have been church planters and we've got to know them personally. We know the work that they're doing. But we've had some missionaries that we've taken on, and I've talked to the pastors. And I said, what about this? I wouldn't bring somebody forward to the church if I didn't believe in their ministry, if I didn't believe that they were right with their church, if they're not doing the work there in their church, you know? So you understand that, and I hope you do. And then Acts 13, verse number 5, the Bible says, "And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister." So when these men went, they went with the gospel, and they preach the word of God. Isn't that what a missionary is? Is to take the gospel to the world. To reach people with the gospel of Christ. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing right here in our Jerusalem? Is take the mission, take the message of the gospel of Christ to the neighborhoods that are around us. So, that was my introduction. And now I'm closing. As we give to missions and to ministries, and by the way, we, you know, some things we give to our ministries, I think the Lord wants us to keep these things before us. First of all, that these missionaries and ministries are to be a part of a local church. That's so important, local church. Because if they're not, there's no accountability. So as we consider missions or ministries, it'd be have the under the authority of a local church. Number two, there ought to be the evidence of the Holy Spirit sending people. You ever hear a missionary get up and give a presentation? Now, I've heard this. I've heard it both ways. I've heard missionaries get up, and I tell you, you just knew that the Spirit of God was sending them to where they're going. You could sense it. But then I've heard some get up and they were so wishy-washy about it all. And you begin to wonder, is God even sending these people? I think we ought to ask for the Holy Spirit to help us. And just like he helped the church at Antioch, he's going to help us to know. And then number three, the Word of God. They're not to go and to do any to start all kinds of businesses. They're to go to take the Bible. Now, they may have to do that under the guise of something else. For instance, they may have to go to China to teach the English language. You understand what I'm saying? But we know that they're going to teach the English language and they're going to use the Word of God to teach it. They may have to go somewhere because some places the gospel's not welcome and they go in undercover, if you will. I'm going to tell you something. Most of those places, hey, you better be led to the Spirit of God. You're not going to make it. But when we think about missions, when we think about what we're doing with missions, we need to understand that there is a process to go through. And by the time that something is presented to the church, hopefully I follow through on all these things just to be sure of their testimony and that. Now, we support missionaries. We support church planters. We support colleges. We support children's homes. We have missionaries in France, in Brazil, Peru. We support prison ministries, Jewish ministries. We have people in Puerto Rico that we support, in Spain, in Africa, and in Antigua, and New Guinea, and Jamaica. We have people all over the United States of America that we support. And, you know, there's some of them probably, if we looked and heard, we'd probably be shocked at how little they're doing. And we need to pray about things like that. Amen. There may be a time when I've researched, that I'll say, we need to consider supporting someone else, you know? But please, let's always pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us. As things are so much smoother. And we may not be able to go to places, but there's three things we can all do. We can all pray. We can all support. And we can all spread the gospel. Now, I may not be able to go to France as a missionary because God's not called me to go there. But I can sure pray for the Huffmans, for others that are over there. I told them we have some acquaintances. Some Knickerbockers are over there. Tim and Pete are both over there. And I'm more acquainted with a brother of theirs. And then they have another brother that's just south of us here. And doing great works, no doubt, I'm sure. But we can pray for these. We support the Huffmans. But then we need to be a missionary here. We need to spread the Word of God here. Look, supporting missions just through your finances is not good enough. I'm not trying to make you... what I'm saying is you can give $100,000 a year to this church, through this church, to missions. Praise the Lord for that. But if you're not doing your job as a missionary here, it don't mean near as much. We need to be missionaries here. We don't pay somebody else to do the job that God has given us to do. Now, I think we ought to give. If you can give $100,000 to missions, give it. It's going to go directly to missions. It's not going to go to any part other than this church. What is given to go to missions is going to missions. It's going to help missionaries. You say, you got more people you want to support? Look, if you knew how many people I'd love for our church to support, it scares me when I think about it. But I realize it's going to take time. It's going to take growing. It's going to take people giving and committing and things like that. But there are things that I think are worthy and I believe God would have us to support and have us to do, but not now. And as God opens up the door and as God opens up pocketbooks and as God puts in people's heart to support, then we'll take on certain things. And God's going to take care of that. God's going to provide. God's going to help us to grow. I told you this morning how much we give a month to missions and how much we give a year to missions. And I'm hoping to see that increase. And I know it's going to take some time. Not what we give a year to missions from the church, because we're not going to quit giving that. I hope that our faith promise comes up and takes care of all of that. That would be a real blessing, wouldn't it? That we wouldn't have to take that out of the general fund, that it could all be from faith promise. You can do your part in giving. But what is the need? Well, there are 6.6 billion people in the world. 6.6 billion. They say out of that 6.6 billion, almost a third have never heard a gospel presentation. Now think about it. Never heard. I'm not talking about they're unsaved. Never heard a gospel presentation. There's places that you and I have never heard of. But God's going to put in the heart of somebody to go there. And we can be a part of it. Everything that we give to, we're a part of that ministry, reaching people. And I believe only when we get to heaven will we know what our giving has done. When we get to heaven, we'll see what's been accomplished because you obeyed the Lord in your faith, promise giving, and your giving to missions and helping missionaries along the way and helping support the ministry of this local church, not only this local church, but support the ministries and missionaries and things like that. And we're going to receive rewards that we don't even know are going to be there because we helped keep a missionary on the field. That's amazing, isn't it? You see, Paul's not received his rewards yet because there's still rewards being earned. Now, God's sovereign and he can look forward and he can see all these things. I just happen to believe that that, you know, if you're to die at a young age, that God's going to know what you would have accomplished with your life had he allowed you to live, and he's going to reward you for all of it. I could be wrong. You know, I've been wrong before once or twice, but that was in an hour or so. But I don't think I'm wrong about that. There's rewards being earned. Still, to this day, I believe that this church is a result of Paul and his gospel preaching. I believe that's why we're here. I believe he spread the gospel, went to Europe. From there, this church came, you know. How did that happen? Well, there was these churches that supported the ministry and the mission effort of a man by the name of Paul. And they gave. Some gave so sacrificially to the point to where they were seemingly poor, but they knew the importance of giving to the gospel. And they supported Paul. And I'm going to tell you what, great is their reward in heaven. Isn't it wonderful? They couldn't go and do everything that Paul was doing, but they made sure it got done. So when you think about faith, promise, giving, I want you to realize we're going to try to do what we can to be sure it's right before it's ever presented to the church. But as we support, as you give, there are going to be things put on your account that you have no clue about. And when we get to heaven, we're going to meet some of these things. It's going to be a blessed time, isn't it? You know, there's going to be somebody you're going to meet from Africa, from France, that come to know the Lord, that had you not been part of keeping that missionary on the field, they may not have made it to heaven. But thank God we did. Let's be faithful. Obey the Lord. It's what I said this morning. I'm not going to stand and beg you and try to say, please give, please give. Oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. All I'm going to ask you to do is just obey the Lord. Ask what God wants you to do and give as God would have you to give. Father, we thank you for loving us. And I thank you for your precious word. Lord, there's no doubt somebody could have gotten up here and done